The nightly network newscasts have been called dinosaurs by many, said to be irrelevant for the internet age. Well, don't tell that to Katie Couric. She's made more money than any other American journalist by leading NPC's Today Show to years of rating dominance. Now Couric has finally confirmed she'll leap to rival CBS News to take the evening anchor's job once held by Walter Cronkite. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Katie Couric told Today Show viewers this morning she'll leave the gentler confines of morning television to become the chief anchor of the CBS Evening News.
After listening to my heart and my gut, two things that have served me pretty well in the past, I've decided I'll be leaving today at the end of May. It was really a very difficult decision for a lot of
reasons. She's expected to start at CBS in September. Over 15 years at the Today Show, Couric covered weighty matters, as when she pinned down Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole about tobacco a decade ago.
I guess what I'm trying to say, Senator, is some people think from your comments that you've made of late that you're being an apologist for the tobacco industry,
I think
that somehow
only,
they have you
only people like
in their
you,
pocket.
Only people like you in the media. You know,
in
the liberal elite always buys the Democratic.
And Today also required a lighter touch from Couric. Tabloid crime stories, cooking segments, and celebrity interviews, such as this one with movie star Antonio Banderas earlier this week.
Also, Antonio, you love to dance, and you're a magnificent dancer. You
wow.
did a great job. No, you did on Broadway. And
the morning shows are where the big profits are, but prestige, that's found in the nightly newscasts, once the home of such broadcast luminaries as Cronkite on CBS, Tom Brokaw on NBC, and the late Peter Jennings on ABC News. Former CBS News Executive Vice President Ed Fooey says Couric has been well prepared for her new role.
She's a very intelligent woman. She doesn't have to introduce herself to most of the audience. She made her bones as a reporter 15 or 20 years ago, so I think she'll do just fine.
The CBS Evening News trailed far behind NBC and ABC in recent years. Anchor Dan Rather left ahead of schedule after his botched story on President Bush's military service record back in the fall of 2004. But as Fooey notes, ratings have rebounded under interim anchor Bob Schieffer, and it's closing in on ABC News.
Well, they've certainly peeled away some of the lighter, fluffier pieces that were appearing. There's a kind of a plain talk to Schieffer, a rather comforting, experienced presence. He's certainly fit into that role just as easily as you might fit into an old shoe.
But Schieffer says he didn't want the job permanently, and he's two decades older than Couric, who's 49. Television analyst Andrew Tindall says CBS CEO Les Moonves wanted a younger figure, someone with star power to revive the network after the Rather scandal.
The reaction to the crisis was a classic reaction of someone who comes from show business, not from journalism, which is, let's throw money at a superstar in order to bail us out of this jam.
From Couric's standpoint, however, it's not just about the money, though she will make roughly $15 million a year for 5 years. She was already paid about the same amount at NBC and could have made still more by staying at the Today Show. Tindall has done consulting work for all three major networks, and in this case, he says CBS is mistaken to sink so much money into Couric when Schieffer has done so well and when CBS is trying to enter the multimedia age.
If your future is producing audiovisual news that can fit on any medium, not just television medium, but on your cell phone or on your computer or on your PlayStation or whatever, it's a backward-looking move to spend the money on an anchor.
Nonetheless, Tindall dismisses criticism Couric is not serious enough for the job. NBC anchors Tom Brokaw and John Chancellor both served as hosts on Today. Even Edward R. Murrow did celebrity interviews. NBC has not yet named who it would team with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, although the network is in negotiations with Meredith Vieira of the syndicated show The View. There's a lot at stake. ABC News hopes its Good Morning America can overtake the Today Show once Couric has left NBC. David Folkenflik, NPR News.